Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Len Goldenfinning. In spring 2012, I bought my first fat bike. Being an avid mountain biker and cycling enthusiast for quite some time, little did I know that a fat bike would change my attitude about winter and in turn change my life. The first few months I enjoyed riding my fat bike on the usual trails at Sylvan Island, Sunderbrook, and Scott County Park, as well as on bike paths and occasionally commuting. The fat, wide tires provide a well-balanced and stable ride along with a strong rolling momentum feeling. It was fun, new, and different. In the fall, a few friends with fat bikes and I went on an off-trail ride. Off-trail as in wooded forest, creek beds, and Mississippi River bottoms. We rode our fat bikes through mud bogs, on creek sandbars, over boulders, up and down creek banks, over logs, on top of down tree trunks, through brush and thickets, literally anywhere we wanted to ride. The traction and stability provided by the low-pressure, wide fat tires was astonishing. After that first trip, I couldn't wait to ride off-trail again. One more excursion, and then snow! What to do but ride our fat bikes in 2 inches of fresh snow, adding another element to the experience. The fat tires again graciously demonstrated their benefits in the soft powder. A few snowy rides later, I realized I was obsessing for the next ride, preferably with frozen earth, icy creek shore, and snow on the ground. I found myself looking forward to the environment and weather that old man winter brings us in the Midwest, no longer having anxiety about the long, dark, cold season. It has been a few years since my fat biking epiphany. I am a happier person to such a point that my wife noticed. Now she enjoys riding her new fat bike in the winter as much as I do. The passion for fat bike riding activities has greatly expanded in the Quad Cities in recent years, with such momentum that a fat bike festival has been planned at the newly rebuilt Credit Island Lodge on Saturday, February 7th, 2015. Find festival details at qcforc.org. All are welcome. And don't be shy about asking to borrow or test ride a fat bike. It might change your life too.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.